First-degree murder charges filed against two men in the Arcadia Lake mass shooting, and the governor appoints a new interim mental health commissioner. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, June 8th. I'm Vic Daniels. The Oklahoma County District Attorney has filed charges against four people in connection with a mass shooting near Arcadia Lake last month. Sabrina Thaler reports two young men are facing charges of first-degree murder.
On the evening of May 3rd, gunfire broke out at a party near Arcadia Lake in Edmond. The shooting killed 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray and injured 24 other teens and young adults. District Attorney Vicki Behenna announced she charged 18-year-old Jalen Davis and 21-year-old Davion Wyckoff with first-degree murder and five other crimes related to the shooting. 23-year-old Breon Morton is facing one count of accessory to a felony. All three men are in custody with bonds of $10 million each. A fourth suspect, 20-year-old Trinity Brown, is charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and illegal possession of a firearm. Behenna called the charges a step toward justice for the victims. I'm Sabrina Thaler.
Governor Kevin Stitt is declaring a disaster declaration in three northeast Oklahoma counties. The executive order covers Creek, Ofuskee, and Tulsa counties after flooding caused considerable damage to public and private property in those areas. Stitt's office is asking anyone impacted by the flooding to report losses to the website damage.ok.gov. He says additional counties are still being assessed and could be added to the declaration as information becomes available. The State Department of Mental Health will have its third commissioner in 2.5 years. Sierra Pfeiffer reports Governor Kevin Stitt appointed the agency's new interim leader on Friday.
Josh Anderson will oversee the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services for at least the next 6 months. He joins the agency from the Oklahoma State Healthcare Authority, where he has been the chief of staff since October. Before that, he worked at the State Health Department. He replaces Interim Commissioner Greg Slavonic, who has led the agency through a period of financial turmoil. Stitt says Anderson will help cut costs and improve oversight. State lawmakers prepared for the possibility that State Health Commissioner Keith Reed would temporarily take control of the agency, but Anderson's appointment negates that possibility. A feasibility study about whether to consolidate the state's embattled mental health agency and health agency is ongoing. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
One of the biggest stars in Oklahoma Sooners basketball history has died. Ryan LaCroix reports Stacey King died Sunday at the age of 59.
King thrived under OU coach Billy Tubbs' fast-paced and high-scoring offensive style. The Lawton native was a consensus first-team All-American as a senior, averaging 26 points and 10 rebounds a game. He was drafted 6th overall in the 1989 NBA draft by the Chicago Bulls, serving as an important rotational player off the bench as they won their first 3 NBA titles. King played 8 seasons in the NBA before coaching for 4 seasons in the CBA, where he was named Coach of the Year in 2001. For the last 2 decades, King was a local television commentator for Chicago Bulls games. Known for his boisterous reactions, catchphrases, and nicknames, the franchise called him a defining voice of Bulls basketball. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.